Next up, another first time Your Stories participant, Eric Parsons, everybody.
So I'm going to preface this by saying my wife did not come tonight, in part because she knew the story I was planning to tell. My wife is a nerd, as am I, but she's not quite the nerd that I was and kind of still am, in so much as I have fully embraced the utter sort of cake eaterness that a friend of mine called it, cluelessness of a certain nerddom of not really giving a shit what other people thought when you thought something was cool, right? But that bit of ignorance that we kind of choose to partake in can be a little dangerous in a world that is not rational. As Merriam-Webster's dictionary defines mad, it says, mad, completely unrestrained by reason. Well, the world is completely unrestrained by reason, despite our nerdly, awesomely best efforts to live it contrary to that fact. However, this is a story about how I became accidentally racist. And I tell you, this is entirely true. Now, the only thing I say to ameliorate what you may think of me at this moment of being accidentally racist is the fact that I did come about it innocently in much the same way as the kids I work with who happen to have autism can say terrible, horrible things to you, and that you kind of understand working with them, that you kind of go, oh, I'm not going to be upset at you because you don't mean to hurt my feelings. You just noticed my hair looks like shit today. Okay. Or no, my Woot shirt is not entirely an accurate depiction of the solar system. I understand. The colors are just not right. And yes, that happened. So I say that because I feel like autism, one of the common things is that it's not that they're necessarily broken by not understanding social contracts and all of that in the world. It's that they're trying to see an irrational, mad world through a rational lens. And that is problematic. But this is really about how I was secretly, or rather not secretly, but accidentally racist. So I grew up in a theater, backstage, a musical theater, mind you, in a city named Naples, Florida. If you ever want to see the front lines of class warfare, go to Naples, Florida, where they have made it illegal, basically illegal, to build a house for less than $1 million within the city limits. Meaning that if you work in the city, you have to commute a minimum of 40 minutes. That's what I grew up around. And so, believe it or not, racism wasn't really a problem where I grew up as a kid, because you were either poor or you were wealthy, and there really wasn't anything in between, and that was the divide that there was. Whether you were black, white, Latino, whatever, didn't really matter if you had money, unless you didn't have money, in which case, whatever color you were was going to be a problem. So anyway, I was accidentally racist. I'm getting there. So I had never experienced that. My experience with racism was South Pacific and Sound of Music and Showboat. That's what I knew of racism. And I was not carefully taught, and I did not hunt down quadroons for fun. Okay? So here I am, we've moved to Gainesville, Florida, and I'm a naive, nerdy 14-year-old who's really recently just embraced the oddity and wonderfulness of all nerddom and comics and amazing video games. And so I really got nerdy into jazz for brief period of time, and I played the saxophone. And I ended up on the marching band. And the head of the there were three of us in our section, and the section leader, who was the senior, was named Cornelius, and he was this tall, amazing-looking black guy who hated me. And I had no idea why at all. Could not conceive other than I asked a lot of questions because I wanted to do good, and he seemed to not think, he didn't seem to think that my asking questions of him belayed that any idea that I actually wanted to know things from him. I think instead he thought I was questioning him. Mind you, I figured this out much later after my accidental racism. So we are at a football game, and I'm trying to be part of the team, right? Because we're out here playing for the football game, which is a lot of fun, and people are yelling things and having a good time, and I'm like, yeah, go, defense, great. And somebody yells out, hey, Zebra, get some glasses. And I'm like, oh, hey, nerd brain. That referee has a striped shirt. Of course they call him a zebra, right? That's hilarious. And I think he knows where I'm going with this. And yes, oh yes, it gets there. So I'm trying to be part of the fun, and I'm like, hey, it's a zebra, great, yeah. Fuck you, zebra, yeah. And then I'm like, how can I add to this? How can I be funny? Because I desperately want to be funny. And I shout out without even knowing, because again, not carefully taught. Hey, Zebra, go back to Africa! Later, I'm lifted by my lapels and shaken furiously by Corn, aka Cornelius, who goes by Corn, and he says, you will never speak again. And I'm like, oh my God, what's going on? And I did not speak for a week to him ever. I didn't know why. And finally got up the guts to tell somebody, like, hey, Cornelius hates me, and I don't know why. At which point it became clear that apparently it was not a good thing to tell somebody to go back to Africa. Which, of course, their first question was, well, was the referee black? And to my response was, I don't know. Because why would you tell a black person to go back? They were born here. Like, that's not rational. I don't understand. Oh, wait, African American. Yeah. So and here's the thing is, like, I take this and I'm going to wrap up here, but essentially it was accidental racism. And on the other hand, I worry, like, sometimes I'm like, oh man, I was the most clueless, terrible, like, not paying attention, insensitive person ever. But on the other hand, I'm like, wait a second, that just meant that something worked and I had no concept of real racism, because real racism has no rationality and therefore is utterly mad, and I want nothing to do with that. Thank you.
That was great, Eric. Thank you very much.